Now we come to Advanced Spoken English Lesson 4. This is part 3 of 4 parts. Parts 1, 2 and 4. And the audio commentary for each are all available on separate files. So this is slide 1 of part 3. And let's go immediately to slide 2. Where you see again those diagrams or those symbols with the explanations for the tone symbols here. The straight line separates the tone unit, the diagonal, the rising tone, the diagonal going the other way is the falling tone, and then the falling rising is that one that looks like a V there. We need this just in case you'd forgotten in the meantime. Maybe you stopped and had a nice cup of tea before coming on to part 2. I didn't, unfortunately. So let's change now slide and go to slide number 3. And we're still thinking about the function of intonation in discourse. And now we're looking at subordination. So how the use of intonation can indicate the main information from subordinate information. And this time, our sentence, I have to confess that these example sentences are from Peter Roach. I haven't invented them myself. So, again in my robot voice, the Japanese for some reason or other drive on the left like us. Okay, now nobody would say that except a robot. But we can see if we put the tone units in, for example, between this second syllable of Japanese and for, and then between other and drive, and then between left and like. There we have the tone units. And we also have the rising and falling. We have the falling rising in the middle Japanese. We have then the rising for other. Then we have the falling left, and then falling us. So you also see what looked like apostrophes and what looked like commas in front of words there. Those are the stresses for the units there. So don't think that this is direct speech or commas. This is the symbols used for stresses, as in word stress, if you recall from Sounds of English Days. The little apostrophe-like sign at the top is the primary stress, and the little apostrophe sign at the bottom is the secondary stress. Here, even though we're putting it on monosyllables, because we're showing the intonation here, not the pronunciation. So let's try it now, incorporating those stress sign, those intonation and stress signs. The Japanese, for some reason or other, drive on the left, like us. Okay? And here, the main information in this message is the Japanese drive on the left. The Japanese drive on the left. Okay? And if we go to the next slide, you'll see now I seem to have lost a slide, which is very, very, very frustrating. So I'll have to just go back to slide 3 and show you that we've got the falling intonation on us, like us. And we've got it particularly on the left. So the Japanese drive on the left. And then we've got that little bit added at the end, like us. It's an extra piece of information there. I don't know what happened to that slide where that was written down for you. I'm sorry about that. Let's move on to slide 4, where we've got a summary of intonational subordination. So the tone units with the main information have a higher pitch, a slower speed, a wider range of pitch. I'm trying to illustrate them as I speak, and increased loudness. So a higher pitch range, so particularly going higher there, slower speed, a wider range of pitch and increased loudness than the other tone units in the utterance. So main information, it has higher pitch range, slower speed, wider range of pitch, and wider in the sense of being more, and increased loudness than the less essential information tone units. And if we change slide now to slide 5, we have exactly the same thing from the other point of view. So the tone units with less important information, with the subordinate information, for example, in our Japanese cars driving sentence, for some reason or other, and like us, these were not the main parts of the message, these units have a lower pitch range, increased speed, narrower range of pitch, and reduced loudness. And the consequence of this is that they are less easy to hear. So I'm just going to flash back and read that whole sentence for a while and see if that's clear. If you can hear, obviously I'm trying to let you hear everything carefully, so I'll say it just as though I were speaking in an ordinary conversation. The Japanese, for some reason or another, drive on the left, like us. Did you notice those differences in pitch, speed, loudness, and range of pitch? Because these generally signal the subordinate information, if you like. We're putting a bit less effort into the intonation in our diction for units which have less essential information. And this causes a big problem for particularly foreign listeners. That is, not just between English and other languages, but probably between many other languages too, where intonation is significant. Because for a foreign listener, there's a difference between the shared knowledge between them and the speaker because of the cultural differences. And if we change the slide to number 6, you'll see that this is written there, that this intonational subordination makes it difficult for foreign listeners because they have less shared knowledge with the speaker and they're less able to understand these subordinate units because of this difference in volume, speed, and pitch when these units are being produced. Because people with the same cultural knowledge will recognize these units because it's part of their existing knowledge, whereas they know that the new knowledge is coming with the other qualities of intonation. If we change slide now and go to number 7, we're still thinking about the discourse function of intonation, and now we're thinking not about subordination but about information content. So it's still connected, because before we were thinking about essential information and subordinate information. Now we're thinking about predictable information and less predictable information. So from that point of view, predictable information has a low information content, and less predictable information has a high information content, because you're not expecting it. If you're expecting it, it's not that much information. If it's something unexpected, you stop and you pay attention to it there. And indeed, your speaker, through their intonation, allows you to pay that attention to it. And we've got some example sentences here, number 1 and number 2. You see, I'm going to read them first of all in the robot voice, and then I'll read them with the appropriate intonation. I've got to take the dog for a walk. Number 1. Number 2. I've got to take the dog to the vet. Number 2. Okay. So in number 1, you can see already that for a walk is italicized, because that is a phrase which is predictable after take the dog. So very often when we have the phrase take the dog for a walk is what is coming afterwards. So this is a low information content. But in number two, we've got take the dog to the vet. So this occurs, luckily, already too often when it does occur, less often with take the dog. So this has a high information content. The listener won't be expecting it. And again, the speaker isn't so concerned that the listener pays attention to for a walk. It's the usual thing. But the speaker wants the listener to really perceive that to the vet is an important piece of information that should be perceived and paid attention to. Dogs are featuring a lot in these slides, aren't they? I've now lost my slides, so I have to come back. You'll have to be patient with me for a moment. I've slipped back into the dinners and the Japanese. Here we are. I've got back to my dogs going for walks again. Okay, so change your slide now to slide number 8. Here you've got on the slide more or less what I was saying there, and it's showing you with the symbols to mark the important words there. So for the information content, the tonic stress is placed on the word with the highest information content. So in number 2, I've got to take the dog for a walk. The highest information content there is the dog. The for a walk is predictable. It could have been, for example, I've got to take the cat for a walk. I've got to take the baby to the doctor. I've got to take the teapot to the kettle. Could have been anything. So here, the central part of the information is what we've got to take the dog for a walk. Ah, that happens all the time. In number 2, I've got to take the dog to the vet, where the vet has the falling intonation, which signals the important, unexpected, highest information content there. Because I've got to take the dog, we don't expect that the dog is going to go to the vet. This is the most important information in that sentence there. So you'll see the falling information, the falling intonation on the most important word in 1 is the dog, in the most important word in 2 is vet. So I'll just read them again. Number 1, I've got to take the dog for a walk. Number 2, I've got to take the dog to the vet. And I think you can hear the difference there in the importance of the information achieved through the intonation. And that is the end of part 3. So we now have to close this section, and section 4 will be on another audio file and in another set of slides.